I want you to do something for Sabat in France, to do something for the people in France. So it's when I started to look for where I could go and then what I could do for them. So what has been your part in the radio? So the radio programs have been the occasion, let's say, favorable, thanks to American brethren who helped us in this field. They have done the necessary with the radio stations of Luxembourg. At that time, Radio Monte Carlo then, and they financed themselves the shows, and they gave us the dialogues, and we translated them into French. The dialogues were titled Frank and Honest, and they lasted, have been lasting until now. And we translated those dialogues into French, and they were called Pierre and Thomas. And we started to broadcast on radio the message of truth. A few words were maybe in 1954, 1955. We had a big success, if we can call this a success. It was extraordinary because this lasted 2 years, but during 2 years, we've had from five to 7,000 answers from listeners. Radio Luxembourg was also broadcasted in England and in Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, everywhere in France. You can imagine the work that this presented and the booklets we sent. And it was a joy, a pleasure. And we contacted a lot of brethren that were isolated and that thought that nothing existed in French. And all of a sudden, through radio, we contacted them. So concerning young people, what has been the activity in the Lord? Concerning the young people, naturally, this added a little bit to my activity besides the radio. So I took care also of young people since I was then. I had been trained as a teacher at that time, and I was taking very seriously young people, the fact that young people would learn the Bible, because the booklets are one thing, but the Word of God is the basis. We organized meetings for young people, and we learned the Bible since Genesis, starting with Genesis until I think the end of the Old Testament. A lot of young attended this, and this enriched, I think, all the young a little bit. God bless all of this. We did what we could. The Lord kept the histories of the Bible in mind and what they learned. This happened around 1960. Actually, this Sunday school keeps going on, but the structure, the way of teaching, the program have been modified. Today, young people, but adults, and also adults want to think and discuss. Today, because of your physical experiences and spiritual experiences, what would be the words you would like to share with the brethren attending the International Convention? I would like to tell, especially to those who are watching us and listening to us, that the fury that we have what is lacking us is morality, it's practice. We have to practice the world. It's our work that are the basis. Now, to know something is one thing, but to practice it's a different thing. It's harder. We have to love each other. The best practice, that's it's love. Let us love each other. We'll overcome everything. So to finish, I would like to wish you all blessings from God. May God comfort you and bless you in your spiritual life. And I thank you a lot. Physically, I cannot be present, but I have you in my heart. Next to her, there's my wife, who is in Christ also, and she's going to tell you a few words. I wish you a lot of blessings from God. So this is the first interview. Then we are going to have an interview with Joseph Wozniak and his wife Stephanie. So we are in the meeting room. In the basement. I consecrated when I was 17 and a half, and the 21st of May, and it's been 65 years that I consecrated. What has been the reason why you went from nothing to others? It's because of work, because of the coal mine. How did it come to your mind to build a meeting room in the basement of your house? It has always been in my mind to make a meeting room in my house, and today we are in this room that I built 40 years ago. Let us note now that others is especially privileged because of its situation, and like this they can have a lot of contact with brethren in Poland. Brother Joseph, you used to like to travel and visit a lot of brethren, whether in France or somewhere, anywhere else, in the motorcycle when you were young. What did I learn about this? From this privilege that I had, I kept a lot of blessings because I used to like to travel a lot amongst the brethren of France to go to the meetings, and I would travel on a motorcycle, and it was rare in that time. And now, what do you remember from your trips in Poland? I remember a lot of blessings because I traveled a lot in Poland. I visited a lot of meetings and I felt a lot of blessings from God, and I thank brethren from all the meetings. And now, your trip in USA and Canada. My trip in USA, lasted 3 months and 1 month in Canada. I've seen a lot of brethren, a lot of classes, and I rejoiced a lot. And I thank them from all the blessings that I got. What about your trip in Australia where you were? The other brethren from France to visit this country. I visited Australia because I had been invited by brethren, by Australian brethren. I had been invited twice. Once I stayed 3 months and a half. The second time I stayed there 8 months and a half with my wife and also my sister in Christ. And I got a lot of blessings. Mother Gospel's Brethren. What do you wish now to those brethren at the International Convention? So I wish those brethren a lot of blessings. May them benefit from everything that is going to be said. Because we know very well that the brothers talk for the Lord, and I wish in all the meetings you go that the Lord be with you. What I remember from this interview with you, dear Brother Joseph, is that when you were young, you gave everything to serve the brethren, not only in France but in other countries. And now, because of your age and health, you cannot do this, and you wish everyone to benefit from the occasions that they have for the service that they can render, and I thank you very much for this short interview. Thank you, Brother Roland, and I thank you a lot. May God bless you. This was an interview with Brother Joseph Pochnek. We are going to have another interview. It's Brother Libor d'Agen and his wife Marie in their house in Feldkirch in Alsace. Because of the weakness of his voice, the answers are subtitled on the screen. We are at the brother Jean-Libert Daz and his wife Mary in the home. Brother Jean, what has been... How did you come to the truth amongst the Bible students? First, my mother was in the truth. She encouraged us also to come to the meeting. I was in the world, but to please my mom, we would come to the meeting, and as soon as the meeting ended, we would leave the meeting. Then, what's the special event that made me think to come to the truth was during the war. During the war, there were bombings, and during those bombings, this happened twice. One was for me the most terrible and made me think. Bombs had fallen next to our home and in front of me, and I have been spared. I have just warned, but no need to talk about it. Why this transfer from nothing to others? It's a nice story, of course. I met my wife during a convention in La Morlaix. And since she was from Alsace, I decided to go there with her. I left the coal mine to go to the potassium mine, and we got married. Amongst the trips you made in France, Poland and Romania, I think that your stay in the USA is especially important at the retirement center has been special. Why? Because it was a special one for me to build a house. They were building houses for retirees, and they didn't have enough people to do this. So I proposed myself, I offered to help, and that's why I left to do this. I think I've done a good job, and they were all glad. I stayed almost 1 month there. The last question: what would you like to share with the brethren at the International Convention? As for me, we went 10 times to international conventions, and I cannot talk anymore. What I want to tell is that I encourage brethren who can go and take advantage of the time that they spend at those conventions, because it's a great blessing, that I felt. I wish all the brethren to take advantage of all those conventions. Sister Mary, what would you like to add to use the words of your husband? I'm sorry, I cannot go to the convention. We are in thoughts with you, and we wish you a lot of blessings. We are going to have now an interview with Sister Rozhnika. She's 98 years old, and she's in a retirement home in Saint-Étienne. I would add that Anna, who's from Belgium, celebrated her 100 years old this year. Brethren in Belgium are linked to brethren. Before interviewing Sister Rozhnika, she's the oldest sister in France. She's going to be 99. She's my wife's mother. I would like to tell a few words about the development and fall of the meeting of the class of the Bible students in Saint-Étienne. Before the Second World War, the meeting in Saint-Étienne had up to 40 consecrated members and was one of the biggest in France. Most of brethren would work in the coal mine. Today, once the oldest died and children went to other region, only two sisters stayed in this region. The sister of Szymanski, Ellen, who's a widow since the beginning of 2004, and sister of Rozhnika Stefanie, who's been a widow since 1977. Sister Rozhnika Stefanie arrived from Poland in 1930. She had seven children. Life has been hard for her to adapt in a different country. During the war 1940-1945, the destruction of their home by a bomb, no one had been killed, but it affected them very much. all the family had been affected. After a period of rebuilding, life came back, and her husband died prematurely in 1977. She's been a widow since, and until the age of 1905, she was living quietly in a little apartment around Saint-Étienne. It's been 3 years that she's been in a retirement center, and all of her children go to visit her. In spite of living a long time in French, she has not been able to speak French. That's why she's going to speak Polish, and the answers are going to be subtitled in French. So, Wojnicka, when did you come in France? In 1940. Where did you know the truth? In France, in Poland, I was Catholic. My husband was Catholic. He used to work in France in a coal mine. He didn't benefit from his retirement. Yes, he died in a hospital in 1977. How old was he? He was 75. What major event happened to your family in 1944? Yes, in 1944 there were the bombings. Everything had been burned. We found ourselves with nothing, but all our family had been spared. You stayed alone from 1977 until 2000. There was everything, some good things, some less good things. I used to travel here and there. I would attend the conventions. I went 4 times in Poland, and I visited Brevin. Since 2000, you've been in a retirement center. There is some good and some bad things, it depends. There are no brethren, I'm alone. I have the Bible, I read it, I pray God to take me from this world. I would like to close my eyes, but my time hasn't arrived yet. I would like to go. I can't remember my age. What would you like to share with the brethren at the International Convention, Benanita? I would like to go. I wish I could go to the meetings, to listen, and here I can't. So I give greetings to all the brethren. May our Lord Jesus keep us under his protection in this holy faith. May we arrive to the end. May we not murmur. May we accept everything that happens to us. May we stay calm and pray our God for all. This is this prayer I give to you. I pray God always. Do you want to finish with a prayer? Our Heavenly Father, who's in heaven, Almighty, I desire to thank you for all your blessings. May I stay in this holy truth and obtain life and work after Jesus Christ until the end. We are at the house of Tomiak Kazimir and his wife, Geneviève. Brother Kazimir, how did you come to know the truth? I've been brought in a family of consecrated people. I've always had a deep feeling about the promises of God. I took as my mouthpiece a person from the nominal Christian system. She had no problem with my faith, and on the contrary, in 1952 I accepted the baptism, and a few time later she followed me and her mother too. How did you come to Carmen? Just before the war of 1940, we used to live in Lorraine in the east of France. My father participated to the construction of the Maginot Line nearby. And when war started, we've been evacuated in a concentration camp in the south of France, in Argelès. My parents have been selected to work in the mine in Carmel. How did the meeting in Carmel most start? It was through some pilgrims, like Brother Tichka, Rujing, Yambojik, and others, who created a class in Carmel. And the class had up to 20 consecrated. The meeting were held in Polish. Today, we are only 4 members. I know that you traveled a lot to serve brethren in France, in Poland, in Romania. What do you remember from those trips? Yes. By the grace of God, my wife and I, we attended all the conventions when we could. We always took from this a wonderful blessing. We've had the privilege to visit some brethren in Poland for a spiritual service. There too, we felt an exceptional blessing because of the kindness of Polish brethren. Of course, there was an unforgettable event. It's that with Brother Jean Grun and his wife, we've had, by the grace of God, the privilege to visit brethren in Romania. It's unforgettable because of the zeal and the sacrifice that the brethren witnessed to us for the truth. Some made even several kilometers on foot to attend those meetings. Some would come by train and in a car with horses. We visited 13 meetings, quite far one from another. What lessons did you take from the trips that you made to visit your children in Guyana, and especially in Kourou? Yes, what about Guyana? I've been very much impressed because the lands that could be used to grow so we also attended the rocket launch of the rocket Ariane. It's how we realize how much knowledge increased. Since you cannot go to the international conventions, what do you want to tell to the Brahmin? In conclusion, I'm aware that Brethren at the International Convention are feeling a holy blessing because of my health. I cannot, and my wife can't also go there. So here we are at the Tomiaks, Joseph and Germaine in Carmo. Brother Joseph, how did you come to the truth? I've been fortunate to be brought up by parents consecrated to the Lord. What did you used to do as a job? I used to work in a mine. I would take care of the machines. So what would you be, what would be your spiritual preoccupation? Our spiritual preoccupation was the meetings in the mess at Sister Novak's. We used to have 20 brethren, most would live far from mess. So we would take them, we would go and take them by car to attend those meetings. So why did you move from Garrick to Carmo? Oh, something very important is because in Carmo there was a meeting. And also we wanted to go live in the region where my wife was coming from. You and your wife traveled a lot through the brethren in France. What's your best memory? So our best memory is that we attended a lot of conventions. You went a lot, several times, to visit your daughter Giselle Wittbrot in Detroit. So you went to some conventions like Chicago, Portland, Montreal and others. What do you keep from those contacts? A family in Christ, very united. Whatever the country is, we feel the same brotherly love. We give a handshake, a smile, and this stays in our thought, in our spirit. I have been told that you went to Israel in 1998. What do you remember from this? We visited a lot of places where Jesus was, and we were very touched by this. So a last question. What do you want to share with the brethren in Polanica? We wish them a lot of blessings. Through this brotherly meeting, may this meeting stay in their spirit, and we give them Romans 8:39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. It's what we wish them. So in conclusion, these are the few interviews we wanted to share with you. We wanted, by this short presentation, to show the difficulties that some of our elderly brethren face. And this is confirmed in Ecclesiastes 12:3. But Ecclesiastes says, but remember your Creator during your youth, before bad days arrive and the years come, you will say, I don't take any pleasure. Let us appreciate the blessed moments of this brotherly communion, and let us thank our God and our Lord for this precious privilege. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Roman, for this presentation, for this video. To end this presentation, we are going to sing a hymn.